News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
It's the morning show on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. I'm Patricia Wilson-Smith. I see you out there, Richard Carr. I see you. I see you, Brian Bowtie. Do your thing. Keep listening and give me a call. Don't be punks. I've given the phone number like 18 times, 404-892-2703. That goes for you. If you want to call in, it is Free Your Mind Friday. Call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Oh, my God. The phone lines are completely lit up. Facebook is lighting up. Y'all showing love. I love y'all, too. And that's the truth. I love y'all, too. I love y'all so much. We also have a gentleman on the line, an amazing blogger. His name is Chris Wygen. And, you know, I came across some of his work on the Huffington Post because I was, you know, just looking into this issue with immigration reform. But I have to ask you this, Chris, before we dive into that. All right. So one of the things on your last Friday Talking Points blog was about a representative here in Georgia. And I call this one from, you know, it's something from the Please Tell Me This Isn't True files. You're saying that there's a Republican here in Georgia who wants to pass a law so that nobody splices jellyfish DNA to a human embryo and creates glow-in-the-dark people. Is that true, Chris? Is that real?
Yeah, that one fell into the you can't make this stuff up file. There's a man in Georgia that really wants to prevent doctors from splicing glow-in-the-dark jellyfish DNA with humans.
Because if there's one thing that, as a society, we should be concerned about, it is splicing jellyfish DNA into the DNA of human beings and watching them glow. He's right. It's real. I looked it up. Republican or Representative Tom Kirby introduced that bill here in Georgia with your tax dollars. How did you find out about that, Chris?
And you know, it's not like doctors have been rushing to do this. It's just that he decided that there needs to be a law to prevent it. And again, this is your tax dollars at work.
Wow. Okay. All right. So I know also you've written on a lot of the successes of Obamacare, and you even pointed out to your readers that there are some articles out there that kind of lay out why it's been such a success. So in the vein of, you know, the Republican and conservative Congress, you know, trying to attack Obama legislation, you know, can you talk a little bit about why they have managed to get away with doing that, putting that narrative out there that Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act hasn't been successful?
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's been kind of a failing of the Obama administration that they haven't gotten the word out as successfully as they could about some of the successes. You know, I read an article last week about how here were eight or nine things that that the Republicans were predicting would happen. You know, that the sky would fall, that everything would be the death panels, all the lies that they spread about the Obamacare system, and none of them have come true. Absolutely none of them have come true.
That's right.
You know, and it continues to amaze me how the successes of Obamacare have not been promoted as much in the media as much as the horror stories that the Republicans spread about it before it went into effect. You know, it's been in effect over a year now. And yet the media doesn't seem to pick up on the success stories as much as they picked up on the sky is falling stories.
Yeah, it's amazing. Robert, you're on line five. You have a comment about Obama. What's your comment, sir?
Yeah, I'm a conservative, and I have always been very frightened of Mr. Obama.
Really?
Yeah, from the first day he made that, I had never seen him before, but the first day he made that speech, my wife, she's a progressive, but I told her, I said, he frightened me to death.
What frightens you about, Robert, I'm really glad you called. What frightens you about Barack Obama, seriously?
Well, I'm going to say something that would offend you and your guests,
You couldn't offend me if you tried, sir. Please.
Yeah, well, you know, the Republicans give him some harsh names or titles, but I think the man's a warlock.
Okay.
Because the reason I say that, I mean, I don't mean to be so harmful to the person, but he has such great power of deception. I mean, he can make you think you're going up when you're going down.
Okay, so you're hating on his charisma. I mean, seriously, he's not a warlock. Come on, Robert. I know you're a good guy.
Well, warlock means a person that has great power to deceive, and he betrays the people. And I see him as betraying the nation that he serves.
No, so I think that's more of a demagogue. Okay, so people will call a demagogue somebody who has great influence over people. But if you say somebody's a warlock, that means they can go zzzz,
and
make you think stuff you're not supposed to think.
They have a way of getting power that you know not of. You know, just like you take Russia, that's a growing threat. He's doing nothing.
Nothing.
That group over there, ISIL, whatever it is, they're a growing threat. Mm-hmm. He's pontificating and having big summits and doing nothing, and the people being threatened. And so it's just, you know, homosexuality, men kissing men and women kissing women all out in the public. And the people trying to live a decent life, they're demoralized by this, and it goes across like it's a great thing.
No. Thank you for the call, Robert. I actually called the White House the other day and said, President Obama, I saw a lady kissing a lady. You need to do something about that. They hung up on me. So, Robert, I feel your pain. I really do. Chris, do you see what, I mean, listen, and Robert, I'm not making fun of you. Well, yeah, I'm making fun of you a little bit. But that last part was kind of funny, Robert. But, you know, so the media, especially the right-wing media, who I'm guessing Robert has Fox News on every television in his house, you know, based on this commentary, they have done a great job of demonizing President Obama. Forget about the facts. Forget about the economy that he was handed when he came into office. Forget about the two wars that he was handed. You know, forget about all of that. And you know what? Even the people, and we're going to get to the immigration debate now, because even the people who are at the front of the immigration debate have basically chided him about what took you so long. You know, why didn't you get ahead of this issue sooner? And he's like, well, you know, there was this thing. We were losing 750,000 jobs a month, and we had two wars. And I was trying to figure out how to get Osama bin Laden. What do we, Chris, solve the problem? How do we fix this? Because it's frustrating.
Yeah, it's I was reading the news today. The House is trying to kick the can down the road another 3 weeks on the funding of the Department of Homeland Security. And for the life of me, I can't figure out what 3 weeks is going to change. You know, they seem to think that they can push this up to the brink and throw a whole bunch of people out of work or require them to come into work without pay, and that's going to change anything.
Right.
You know, I can't believe that that 3 weeks is going to make a difference. You know, the Senate has finally faced reality and realized that Barack Obama is not going to change. The Senate Democrats are not going to change, and so they need to pass the funding without all the strings attached. But yet, the House, John Boehner, is still deluding himself that anything's going to change in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, so we're out of time, and so I want you to just answer one question. You know, so their main battle cry around all this is President Obama went beyond his constitutional authority to issue this executive order to essentially defer the deportation of illegal immigrants in the United States, and they're trying to undo that. And it's the same old playbook with them. But the question is, in your opinion, Chris, yes or no? Did he overstep his executive authority?
Absolutely not. I mean, you look at President Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation and freed the slaves when Congress wouldn't act. You know, that was executive authority. And if Lincoln could get away with something like that, how is what Obama's doing any different? I mean, the executive authority in his case is exactly the same as what President Lincoln used.
That's right. All right. Chris Wygen, where can people get in touch with you? I know it's chriswygen.com, chriswegent.com. Is that correct?
A-N-T.
A-N-T. I messed it up. chriswegent.com. Please check him out. Read his blog. He is hilarious, but he's also on point. We're up against a break. News and traffic coming up. This is Patricia Wilson-Smith on The Morning Show, News and Talk 1380 WAOK. We will be right back.
WAOK Atlanta, WVEEHD3, News and Talk 1380, WAOK.